Panda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Wasn't really paying attention there. Hey, that was King Khan and the Shrines. The song Tell Me. They played one of the craziest rock shows I've seen in a while at the Red Room on Monday night. I'm not really a Monday night shows kind of guy. I almost bailed on it because I was so tired. But I went and it was pandemonium. There were punches flying. There were panties flying, some of which hit Nardwar's face. It was just craziness. So to my friends in Toronto who occasionally listen to the podcast, if you hear this and you like what you heard, go see him. Go see King Khan and his crazy shrines. It was a great, great, great show. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts. On today's show, we're going to hear... What are we going to hear? Some new stuff, some old stuff. Wire just announced a show in town. They're going to be playing at the Commodore on October 16th. So we're going to hear some new and some old Wire. We're going to hear some Hank and Lily, some band that reminds me of Hank and Lily. And we're going to hear some old Sloan and a new track off of the new Sloan album. The album's called Parallel Play. It's pretty good. And this song, Cheap Champagne by Jay Ferguson, just warms the cold cockles of my heart with sweet indie pop. Jay Ferguson is kind of the wimpy guitarist guy for Sloan, but his voice and his songs are, I'd say, my favorite of Sloan's. So we're going to hear the song Cheap Champagne from Parallel Play, and then we're going to hear Snowsuit Sounds from the, I would say, all-time greatest Sloan album, Twice Removed, and one of the best Canadian pop albums of all time. Call me with your heckles. You know, dispute me. Try it. Call 604-822-2487. Let me know if you disagree, but listen to the song first because it's going to knock your socks off. Here is Cheap Champagne on CITR 101.9 FM.
not. And that's when I realized I should have connected all the dots. How much of this world do we accept? And just how much do we reject? But when I look into her eyes, the question vanishes in front of me. Gone again. The photograph wouldn't fit into the frame. Well, well, well. A destiny to fan the final flame. My braces full of sand. When all I ever wanted to do was hold on to your hand. Lost you once, I never had a second chance. Would you have changed your mind with a second set you free instead of keeping you for myself. Guess it'll always be the same, and it might be just as well. Let you sink, feel your sink. I've already smashed that shell. It's not up to me now. La-da.
behavior that beggars many questions. What happened to our plan? The one that we began. Are you and also ran? Finished in consequential declining. Divining. One of us will live to rue the day we met each other. One of us will live to rue the day we met each other. Overreaching. One of us will live to rue the day we met each other. One of us will live to rue the day we met each other. It's a no-brainer. It's time to test the metal. Reasoned insaner. Scores to settle. No safety netted plan. We're here, we
Nice. That was the song Strange from Wire's 1977 album Pink Flag. Worth a listen if you haven't heard it. It's great. Before that, we heard One of Us from the new Wire album called Object 47. Before that, Sloan's Snowsuit Sound and Cheap Champagne at the top. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include the Sex with Strangers CD release party on Friday, July 18th, with special guests Guilty About Girls and Combine the Victorious. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for more information. So, coming up, we're going to hear some Hank Pine and Lily Fawn, a local band. They've just put out an album called North America. The song we're going to hear, Animals Unite Against Man. And when I first heard this, I couldn't quite place why it sounded familiar to me, and I've discovered it. It's the Danielson family. I don't know if everyone will agree with me, but I something about the instrumentation and the off-key, the warbly voice, which I, both of which I love, really strongly reminds me of the Danielson family. Danielson family are from New Jersey, I believe. They were formed when Daniel Smith had to write his, it was a master's project of his to form this band, and it's his brothers and sisters. They're Christian and kind of crazy and weird. He performed his shows on one tour out of a tree. They dressed up as nurses. Very odd, but lovely, lovely music. So we're going to hear Ye Olde Battle Axe, a tribute to motherhood, if I've ever heard one. And after that, we're going to hear a Bob Dylan song from his 1970 album, New Morning. My softball playmate, team player, he's on my team. Johnny recommended this album, and I picked it up last week, and I love it. So we're going to hear the song Father of Night kind of as a counterpoint to Ye Olde Battle Axe about mothers. But first, we're going to hit it local. So this is Hank Pine and Lily Fawn with Animals Unite Against Man.
Oh, the human.
and their daughters, great-granddaughters, mothers, and their daughters, and their daughters, and their daughters. Yeah!
Father of day, Father who taketh the darkness away, Father who teacheth the bird to fly, builder of rainbows up in the sky, Father of loneliness and pain, Father of love and Father of rain. Father of day, Father of night, Father of black, Father of white, Father who build the mountain so high, who shape it the cloud or up in the sky, Father of time and Father of dreams, Father who turn at the rivers and streams. Father of grain, Father of wheat, Father of cold and Father of heat, Father of air and Father of trees, who dwells in our hearts and our memories. Father of minutes, Father of days, Father of whom we most solemnly praise.
I always forget how short that song is. It packs a punch, but it's quick. I wasn't ready. Okay, that was Bob Dylan from his 1970 album New Morning, the song Father of Night. Before that, we heard the Danielson Family from their, I believe, a 1997 album, Tell Another Joke Around the Old Chopping Block. That was Ye Old Battle Axe. And before that, we heard Hank Pine and Lily Fawn. Time to announce some shows tonight. If you're, you got to get over to Commercial Drive. There's going to be a huge Latin Rock festival at the Legion on Commercial Drive. There's going to be six Mexican bands starting at 5 p.m., so it should be a very fun evening. Also tonight, Birth is playing with Stamina Mantis, Blouse, Nihilist Party, and V. Vecker at Pub 340. Bison is playing with Grass City and Impeders of Progress at the Plaza as part of their Rockin' Thursdays. Eric's trip was there last week. It was a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, Terror Bird is playing with Pink Noise, Zombie Pistolero and His Guns, and Adult Books at the Emergency Room. Saturday night, Beelines is playing with White Lung and Chris Riffick at 70 East 2nd. That same night, All Purpose Voltage Heroes are playing at Better Than Nothing, the new DJ night at the Astoria that has one band. Kind of cool. Next Thursday is going to be insane. There's so many shows on. I think Judas Priest is playing. No Age is going to be playing with Mika Miko and Abe Vigoda at Richards on Richards. Jason Anderson is playing with the Harry and the Potters, an early show at the Ukrainian Hall. It's also all ages, so you could double up and hit Jason Anderson and then go see No Age, which would be an amazing night. Also that night, Girl Talk is playing with Twin Crystals, which I believe is sold out. That's at the Commodore. That same night, the Super Suckers are playing at the Plaza. Wow, what a night. On the 26th, the Defectors are playing at Better Than Nothing at the Astoria. And at the end of the month, on the 30th, Kids These Days are playing their last show with October Men in International Falls at the Railway. Recently announced, Black Francis is at the Media Club on August 6th. TV on the Radio is playing September 7th at the Commodore. And like I said before, Wire is playing October 16th at the Commodore, which apparently isn't such a big deal. They played here a couple years ago. I don't remember seeing that, but yeah, not such a big deal. But still awesome, so go see them. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up, we're going to hear a bit of Jason Anderson. He has a new album out on K called The Hopeful and the Unafraid. We're going to hear the song July 4th, 2004. A couple days and a couple years too late. After that, we're going to hear a new song from Mira. She's also coming to town in August, playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. And she has a new album out, kind of her old standards, I think. I'm not exactly sure. It's kind of a compilation of older songs. And so we're going to hear the song Slighted, which has Jason Anderson on organ and Phil Elverum of Mount Erie and microphones on drums and Carl Blau and, you know, all those Anacortes cool people. And after that, we're going to hear a new album released by Sub Pop. The band is called She's the Duchess, He's the... or No, the Duchess and the Duke. The album's called She's the Duchess, He's the Duke. And the song is called Reservoir Park. It's pretty cool. And from all reports, the Sub Pop Festival in Seattle last weekend was a blast. A lot of fun. Tune in to... Well, Discorder will have a write-up on it by Luke Meat, who is CITR's representation down there. I don't know if he's going to... broadcast any of his interviews either, but he got to interview a bunch of people and a bunch of cool station IDs coming, including from the Vaselines. Okay, well, let's start things off with Jason Anderson. Here is July 4th, 2004. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Jason, are you still waiting? I am, and I said, are you still waiting?
And it's true, and I say, my heart, I will play for you. And I always will. I will wait for you. And I always will. I will wait for you. And I always will. I will wait for you. And I always will.
Reservoir Park. One, two, three.
Well, I barely woke this morning on the cold ground by the sea. And I open up my eyes and those black clouds are all I see. And I wonder if someone up there through black clouds can see me. And the clouds keep rolling on in. The supersonic jet plane taking people everywhere. Well, I wish that I could go there. I wish I could be somewhere. But I know I'm still right here. And I know here is still nowhere. And the clouds keep rolling on in. Well, tell me. My fortune told. Well, I went to see the gypsy to have my fortune told. She said, you ain't got no future, you ain't never growing old. And the clouds keep rolling on in. Well, how many times have I defied the cold clutches of death? And how many times have I stopped short from taking that last step? And every time I've tried to hurt you, I have only hurt myself. And the clouds keep rolling on in. But tell me.
Tell me
what am I gonna do? Tell me what am I gonna do?
the sun. Tell me what am I gonna do so I can see, so I can be the same, same as everyone. Everyone.
Nice. That was the Duchess and the Duke, who apparently have been in tons of other bands. I haven't done too much research on them. I just like the song I heard. Kind of a Stonesian, a little, maybe. Before that, we heard Amira with that Old Days Feel, from the album The Old Days Feeling, with the song Slighted. And before that, Jason Anderson. I'm gonna kind of go all over the map on this, on the next couple of songs. Dennis Wilson, youngest Wilson brother in the Beach Boys, the only true surfer of the bunch. His album Pacific Ocean Blue is about to be, has been re-released, and I don't know. I haven't heard it yet, so I don't know how good it is. But this one song that I have, River Song, is really good, and it's got it's highly praised. So I'm gonna play River Song off of that. And after that, a cool new kind of dance song called Embrace, featuring my, my lady of the summer, Lady Hawk. She of Paris is Burning and Back of the Van. So that song is called Embrace by a band called Panau. I think they're from New Zealand as well as Lady Hawk's home country. Whew, I am crashing. I need a sandwich or something. I didn't eat before doing the show. All right, let's just play some Dennis Wilson and get me to stop yammering. This is the River Song from Pacific Ocean Blue.
Yeah. You got to run away. You got to do it.
All right, that was Panow featuring Lady Hawk, the song Embrace. Their self-titled album is out now. Check it out if you like what you heard. Reminder, Duncan Stonis is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for more information. Big show, CD release party there tomorrow night. Check it out. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast. Available at CITR.ca. You can also see playlists and other and videos and stuff at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Yeah, that's about it. Thanks for listening. Hope you tune in. Well, actually, next week is the CITR show swap. So it hasn't been announced yet who's going to take over this show, but someone, just another quality CITR DJ. So look out for that interesting show next week. Who knows what'll happen? I'll be hosting Mondo Trasho, Maxwell's show on Sunday night. So if you want to hear me next week, Sunday from 9 till 10, I'll be hosting that show. Should be a blast. I'll play all my crappy electronic. it'll be a great show. Coming up, Marielle with We All Fall Down. Stay tuned for that. Then Robin with Ink Studs and Crimes and Treasons. Hot afternoon, hot day, hot CITR. Okay, to close us out, here is Flying Lotus. He has a new album out called Los Angeles. This is a remix that he did called Robotussin of Lil Wayne's A Millie. Thanks to Sachin, he's working here for the summer, for telling me about Flying Lotus. And this song is dedicated to my cousin, Ben, for listening to the show. Thanks for listening to the podcast and for the words of encouragement, Ben. And yeah, that's it. Here is Flying Lotus with Robitussin.
Chopper, sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper, got the Maserati dancing on a bridge, pussy popping, tell the coppers, ha, 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 you can't catch him, you can't stop him, I go by them goon rules, if you can't beat him, then you pop him, you can't man him, then you mop him, you can't stand him, then you drop him, you pop him, cause we pop him like overridden vodka, motherfucker, I'm ill. So when she asked for the money, when you threw, don't be surprised, bitch. And it ain't tricking if you got it. But you like a bitch with no ass. You ain't got shit. You ain't got shit.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
fun.
While
fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.